Down at the water treatment plant, are they going to do anything about the problem with that pond that's dried up? Because I know that I go down to the park because I go down there with my grandkids, and a couple of years ago that was full of water. And recently, there was a day when it was pretty stinky down there. And is that because the pond is empty and the bottom of the pond smells bad or what? Because it seems to me that's an issue where you have a sewage treatment plant next to a park. You need to try to make sure that it doesn't smell up the park.
I'm not aware specifically of what you're speaking of, but you're talking about
there's a big old pond there where ducks land.
Yeah, there's several ponds. Those ponds are our recharge ponds, so where the sludge cakes would go off to our belt filter press, the liquid or the effluent would go to those ponds. And
have they been pretty much dried up the last couple of years?
We alternate them. We have approximately 18 acres of ponds, and we have to in order for the efficiency. So ones that are directly adjacent to the park that you may have seen full at one time, the slope of the terrain there, it's hard to see from the park. It's almost impossible to see it from the park as our northern ponds.
So has there been any discussion about controlling the odor problem?
That's what the belt filter press is all about. And frankly, you're never going to get 100% of the odors removed from the wastewater. You're dealing with waste. And we've done a lot of things to get the odors controlled. In fact, the issue that Dean was talking about specifically with the flies and the odors at that time, that's when we bought the belt filter press and we completely changed the way we handle our sludge. And the sludge was really the major factor when it comes to odors, and now that's not really a problem. Although in a treatment process, you have open the clarifiers and the aerator, and all these are open to atmosphere, and when things are going on, obviously there are odors going to come off them. But if it's a healthy treatment pond, there is a certain level of odor. If it gets too much, then it's not working. But generally speaking, that means the bugs are alive and they're eating the stuff and they're doing what they need to do to return it to nature without polluting the water. So
this is where you're
from. But the park, you got to remember, the park is, frankly, our land. And the city leases that land from us. And it's never going to happen because obviously we're going to regional, but originally when that was bought, that was probably identified as land for 20 million gallon wastewater plant at some point, back when that was in the middle of nowhere, which is no longer the case. Now we're in the middle of somewhere. And so that's why we're looking at the regional plant down in the I-10E. But you'll never, depending on the wind, you'll never be free 100% of odors. And sometimes it's got nothing to do with wastewater treatment. Sometimes that effluent is, as it's percolating down, you get growth of algae and so forth, but it's well managed and we stay within odor thresholds.
Yeah, Commissioner Park, I wasn't trying to avoid answering that.
Sure.
As the gentleman explained, I was trying to identify what you were getting at between the odors, and I'm not aware of one that was specifically related to the ponds, but more specific to the expansion, there is a large component of that is odor control, required.
Probably I need to go either come down there and talk to you or someone else at another time about this situation. It's not really what we're talking about tonight. But
you all need to come on a tour is what you need to do.
Yes, sir. But
absolutely.
I also had a question about this $14 million project out there by the freeway. Is that going to impact water rates in town? It's going to drive the rates up?
That's a sewer project, not a water project.
Well, the sewer... My water bill, a big part of it is sewer.
Right, but sewer rates are considered completely different from water rates, and it's not all one sewer.
Okay, I'll restate it then. Is my water bill going to get bigger because of this project?
I really can't answer that question. I don't know what the financials are on that.
Okay, well, I better go.
The assessment district is supposed to pay the cost of the capital investment, and then you recover through fees, the sewer fee you're talking about, from the ratepayer. What they use.